State Representative Tim Remley joins us on his weekly legislative report, and we want to talk about the retirement bill and give us an update. Where is that right now?
Well, it's actually sitting in the Senate right now. It will be referred to the Pensions Committee over there on that side, and you know, we're excited about that. We had a vote of 139-2, so it was very little opposition, and now that it's in the Senate, we'll hopefully get a hearing on that soon and get it to on the floor over there.
Can you talk again about who this is geared towards and where it really came from?
Actually, the soil and water districts across the state actually would like to have a better retirement system than they're currently offering. And you know, the soil and water have great employees, and a lot of times they actually train these employees, and then they'll go to a higher-paying job, and we're really training a lot of these employees, and they're just going and so to these other places to work. So we're actually trying to enhance their retirement. You know, it's not mandating anyone to do it, but, you know, it gives these soil and water districts, each one, a chance to put an investment in their own retirement. And get, this takes away some of the statutory ways that was hindering them.
So how would it work then? What would the program be that they could work through?
Well, loggers is a retirement system that currently is very solvent. It's 97% funded, and you know, their stipulations are pretty high. And you know, it's a great thing to get involved in, and that's, they wanted that opportunity. So we're excited for them, that, and hopefully we can get that across the finish line.
All right. An energy bill received a lot of attention in the Missouri Senate with a couple of filibusters. Now it's in the House. Do you like this bill?
Bobby, you know, there's some things I do like about the bill, and I have some concerns about it. But yeah, I've actually met with some of the energy people about this. They've been actually in my office. We had a long discussion about it. And, you know, there is going to be a 4% cut in the utility rates if you're an Ameren customer. And then it actually has some caps on what they can actually raise their rates. It's still going to be regulated by the PFC. And so there's a lot of rumor about how that was going to happen. And so, you know, we're hoping to answer more questions that'll be coming up. But, you know, that's the basis of it. And also, those caps were important to me. And I just think it'll be with that, with the tax cuts that was put on by the federal government, it will allow Ameren to go ahead and make those infrastructure improvements that they've been wanting to do for quite some time. So, and it's going to create jobs as well. So I am right now, I'm in favor of the bill, and I think it'll be a win-win for everybody.
Are your constituents contacting you about this bill?
Actually, they really are. I've had different ones. I've had some letters and concerns about it, and I've actually had people out in the district talking to me about it. So, you know, we've had different public meetings on energy, and, you know, the cooperatives and Ameren has always been good to attend those meetings and put on a presentation and just showing where they're at and on regulations and everything. And I'm actually thinking about doing another public meeting for that. And if people were interested, I'd like to hear from them, contact my office or text or email. And, you know, this is important that I would like to, you know, get the public involved, and the questions that they have, they could ask the power companies directly. And, you know, the cooperatives, actually, they're not affected by this bill. It's their members, but they always bring in a lot of good information for cooperative members as well. And we've had a lot of their customers come to these meetings as well.
All right. I can't let you go without asking you about the budget. Are you hearing any rumblings, I guess, especially as far as K-12 funding or higher education funding goes?
Yeah, actually, I met with some people last night about the budget, and, you know, they're going to be bringing that budget out real quick here on what they're finalizing it right now, and I think we're going to see some things done in higher education that, you know, it may not please the governor, but yet at the same time, we're able to work on some things that he was wanting, so that, you know, that's going to be a good thing to look at, I think, on what we're doing for education.
And, boy, you've been saying all along higher education needs to be funded, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's so crucial in so many areas, and for our young people to get trained and the jobs that you know, we always talk about jobs, and we're talking about these employers are looking for highly trained, skilled personnel to hire. And that's why I feel like we need to keep these things going, and we just need to keep them strong as we can, for sure.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for the time. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Bob. Thank you very much.
State Representative Tim Remmel, he's joined us today on his weekly legislative report.